Massive flooding hit the Philippine capital Manila today as typhoon winds and rains isolated the historic old city where residents waded in waist-deep waters, dodging tree branches and debris. At least seven people were killed. Sean Patrick Lovett reports.
The powerful typhoon Nesat struck before dawn this morning, leaving destruction in its wake. In the capital, Manila, residents waded through floodwaters while many houses were washed away. Children were the first victims of this disaster. A one-year-old drowned after falling into a river, while in Manila, a mother and child were killed after their house was hit by a falling tree. Four other people were reported killed in the capital by a collapsing wall. Authorities had made preparations before the typhoon made landfall, ordering more than 100,000 people across the country to shelter from Typhoon Nesat's rains and winds. Schools and offices were shut, while ferry ports were closed and flights grounded. The Philippine Stock Exchange and U.S. Embassy were also closed. This typhoon comes exactly 2 years after nearly 500 people died in the worst flooding in decades in Manila when a tropical storm attacked the city. Only yesterday, residents commemorated that anniversary by offering prayers and planting trees. I'm Sean Patrick Lovett.